Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this week's edition of Inside Athletics. James DeBoer with you today, sitting in for Dave King. We'll be joined in a little bit by cross-country and track and field coach Jason Lukowitz, and take a look at the ODAC championships that are coming up this weekend. But let's do what we usually do, take a quick rundown of what's gone on this week in sports. The end of the regular season's coming up this weekend for all sports on campus, and it's kind of crazy that we are at the end of the year. We've talked about that before, but these last couple of weeks, it just comes flying to an end. It feels like we're just in February or something like that, but the end of the seasons are here. Let's talk about some of the highlights. A big one, I think, is the baseball team. Well, let me quick tell you, we're recording this on Thursday. Normally we record on Friday, so that may affect, of course, what I say about baseball because they are playing a game at home on Thursday, and we're recording this before they play. Just a little note for you listeners out there. But the baseball team Wednesday night played against Southern Virginia on a neutral field, but a nice win for the guys. I guess it was intended to be a, quote, staff day for their pitching staff, not throwing one of their top starters out there. And Ryan Tierney, a freshman, a backup outfielder, gets his first start of the year and was stupendous on the mound, went into the ninth inning, allowing just one run before the ninth inning came around, and the Royals came up with a big 12-5 win, which for one avenged a loss they had to Southern Virginia at home 13-6 just a couple of weeks ago. Well, they kind of flip-flopped the seven run margin and came up with a win. But it also gave them their 15th win on the year. It is the most wins for our baseball program since 2002 when Mr. Eric Kratz was a senior here. So it's great to pick up, see the program picking up and to hit that many wins. 15 wins where they're at after Wednesday night is also the seventh most in the 45 years of the program history. So it's neat already to see the budding, I guess, of the program. We expect it to continue to grow down the road, but it's nice to see the turnaround already this year and see them get so many wins. They wrap up the regular season, and will be the year for them. They cannot make the ODAC tournament anymore. They play Washington and Lee, of course, Thursday, and then Saturday they wrap up the year, barring any rainouts. Hopefully we can stay away from crazy weather this weekend. They'll wrap up Saturday with a doubleheader at home against Roanoke, so make sure you come out for that. Senior recognition is planned for this Saturday against Roanoke. The softball team ended a losing skid Wednesday at home playing Mary Washington. They lost the first game of the doubleheader 10-7. Second game they won 5-3. Ended a seven-game losing streak for our softball women. So it was nice of them to end that losing streak. Mary Washington is a non-conference doubleheader for the women. So it was nice to see them get that losing skid monkey off their back as they head into their final weekend. Right now they are eighth in the ODAC standings. On the softball side of things, the top eight teams make the ODAC tournament. So they need to do everything possible to hold on to their eighth spot this weekend. They play Sweetbriar on Saturday, a doubleheader. And then Lynchburg College, a rescheduled game, is on Sunday. 1 o'clock start Saturday, 2 o'clock start Sunday. All those games are at home. They're also holding some recognitions. It's parent recognition on Saturday and senior recognition on Sunday for the softball team. So a good chance to see the Lady Royals at home. I think with a couple of wins, they're probably safe at getting in as the eighth seed. Probably won't have a huge chance to move up too far in the seedings. But again, the eighth seed is okay in any sport, and especially in softball. Just a couple of years ago, when our Lady Royals won the ODAC tournament, they entered as the eighth seed. So it can easily be done. You just have to get hot at the right time and win four or five games. So the women are capable of it. We'll just see how they can finish out the season. Sweetbriar, generally expected to be able to show off your offense a little bit against Sweetbriar. But Lynchburg on Sunday is going to be a really tough matchup as the Hornets, one of the top teams in the conference. So it should be a lot of fun here in Harrisonburg this weekend on the baseball and softball fields. The golf teams have wrapped up their regular season. Their conference championships will start in a few days. Golf, as we get used to them, do not have what we're used to of a traditional schedule. Usually you figure, you know, it's going to be a weekend thing with a start on Friday or Saturday. Not the case. The men have a three-day ODAC championship, and it starts on Sunday, goes through Monday and Tuesday. The women have a two-day event, which starts on Monday and closes up on Tuesday. Again, so that's coming up kind of at the end of this weekend, but they'll be down in Cape Charles, Virginia at Bay Creek. That's where the ODAC has had their championships the last few years. And so it's a fun setting. Just exciting to see our golf teams in their first year of competition now coming to a culmination and heading down to the ODAC Championships to see what the individual goals are for our team members, and just to see on the men's side what the team themselves can do. Of course, we only have the one women's golfer, so we won't get a team score. But on the men's side, you know, we've got that team and able to score in the team standings, and it'll be fun to see how they can compare against everyone in their first year of competition as a varsity sport. So that's coming up starting Sunday and Monday for the golf teams in the ODAC Championships. Men's volleyball has come to a close, as we've talked about, and that brings us to track and field, the final of our spring sports. They're the wild cards, if you want to look at it. Yes, the quote regular season ends this weekend as well with ODAC Championships, but we do know that a handful of athletes will continue on and try to qualify for the national championships, which don't come until later on in May. So they've got a few weeks to work on things, and we'll be talking about that as we go here. And let's bring in Jason Lukowitz. And Jason, we've had you on here previously in the podcast. Just nice to have you on again, and we'll dig into the track season here.
Let's do it.
So let's start back a little bit before we get to the track season. Cross country, it's nice for you. You are the cross country and track and field coach. And as you look at our teams, a lot of our athletes on the track teams also ran cross country for you. Just tell me a little bit about how the great fall we had in cross country. Both the men and the women really had really good falls in the cross country season. Just how that's kind of carried over into the track season for you guys.
Well, I think it, more than anything, kind of set the tone for the progress we were looking to make. And most of the cross-country team members, you know, are on the track team. A couple have been injured and have not been able to compete much or at all. But so a large chunk of our team ran cross-country in the fall. Mm-hmm. So they brought that success and maybe some confidence into the track season. And so I think that rubs off on the other purely track and field team members, and they got a chance to be around in the fall helping out with our home meets and the ODAC meet and kind of seeing that. And so it kind of got us off to a good start. And of course, having a December track meet for the first time in a couple of years got the ball rolling a little sooner as well.
Yes, the season, there were slight breaks in it, but it did, because you're right, because of that December track meet just kind of kept on going. Well, the indoor season, well, from the outside, you know, we've got track, yes. And when we talk about how many sports we have at EMU, when we number them, we do differentiate between men, between men's and women's, and indoor and outdoor track and field.
Right.
It's kind of weird to do that, but we do it. Maybe it makes us look better to have two extra sports that way. But there's got to be some differences, obviously, besides if you're indoors or outdoors. Just tell me about some of the differences between the indoor season and the outdoor season, and maybe it's simply nuances of having to run indoors as compared to outdoors.
Yeah, I think you know, our indoor season obviously is during the winter months, December to February, mm-hmm. into early March, and when it's not really feasible to compete outdoors. Lester Zook likes to say that indoor track was created for sprinters and jumpers to give them something to do in the winter months, not so much the distance runners. But so it is its own sport, has its own ODAC championship, which we competed in, and our men had a fifth-place finish in that. And so, and then we move from there, and there's a separate NCAA championship, and then we finish that season and then move into an outdoor season where none of the times or marks from indoor carry over. It's like a clean slate, new qualifying standards, new ODAC championship, new NCAA championship. So it really is its own sport.
Now, do you have to, you know, refine or refocus any of your coaching techniques, or the athletes have to do any of their training techniques from indoor to outdoor?
Some of the events change specifically for our sprinters, whereas they're doing 60 meters indoors. Mm-hmm. We're moving to 100 or 110 for the hurdles. By and large, for most of our middle distance athletes, field events, we try to train outdoors even throughout the winter. We were blessed with pretty decent weather mm-hmm. this year. And so, but there are a couple of things. I think for the most part, our philosophy is to use the indoor season, look at it as one big progression, and we want to be our best at the end of outdoor. So we train hard, and of course our track athletes start training in October, so they're ready for the indoor season. But to really be at our best during the outdoor season, which is really short when you consider that most are done this weekend, it's mm-hmm. been a six weeks since mm-hmm. the outdoor season began. So,
well, yeah, the ODAC championships are this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Again, barring any crazy weather, if the forecast is calling for some good thunderstorms on Friday afternoon. And the ODAC Championships start Friday afternoon down in Lexington. So hopefully we can hold the weather off. But for our intents and purposes, the ODAC Championship is Friday and Saturday. Yes. We'll go with that. Okay.
Yes, it is.
Let's just jump in and talk a little bit about some of your athletes running that. I think a lot of us are familiar with the women, especially because of the cross-country season. But your men have had some really outstanding performances this year. Folks like Dan Nafsinger and Jordan King both have – I believe both of them have broken program records this year. Tell me a bit about those guys.
Yeah, it's been great to see Dan stay relatively healthy. I mean, indoor he had some sickness issues, but he's healthy, he's running well, and we made the decision to have him focus on the middle distance events as opposed to the longer things, and it's starting to pay off. He goes into this weekend with a chance, hopefully get all conference honors in the 800 and the 1500. He's also added the 4x4, and he'll be a part of the 4x400 meter relay team. And so really pleased with him to be able to go out and hopefully, I mean, he's had a career that had his shares of ups and downs, and he's had his definitely the things he's had to work through, some struggles. He's persevered, but excited to see him go out, something he can be proud of. And I think he has plans to maybe even continue to run a few more times in May, depending on how things go this weekend. But he's close to breaking that 4-minute barrier in the 1500, which is a pretty significant achievement. Jordan King obviously snuck up and won the ODAC high jump title indoors. He's a newcomer to the sport, and I think now he kind of has the feeling of a target on his back a little bit. He's currently ranked second, 1 centimeter behind a jumper from Lynchburg College, and they're several inches above the third and fourth place individuals. So if things hold pat, there'll be a nice battle between those two guys, and they're both right now still ranked in the top 15 nationally in the high jump, so top 20 qualify for NCAA. So.
Well, just tell me more about Jordan. I'm blown away by his story. I keep double checking with you when I want to write an article on him, but he had never done high jump, not just in college, but ever before, right? He's a junior college transfer, came in from Heston.
Correct.
So he's a junior this year. What made you pull this kid in, and what made you say, I think he can do the high jump?
Well, I think he came with the idea of playing basketball, and for whatever reason that didn't work out. He wanted to be involved in athletics, so he approached me and decided to give him a shot. Talked to the basketball coaches. He obviously had some leaping ability, and so that was kind of a natural event. And it wasn't a pretty beginning. I mean, his first meet, he no-hided at 5'10", and so we had to, basically for me, I got to teach him the event, and it was my event in college. And so and Drew Vrolik as well, who went from 6 foot to 6'4" indoors. And so those guys really have been able to teach him the fundamentals. And one of the, probably I tell Jordan this, one of the best tools he has at his disposal is that he still doesn't know what he's doing. So he's relying a lot on his ability. He doesn't have a lot of bad habits that he has to break. And as he becomes more and more adept in the sport, that will become a challenge. So I'm trying to get him now, as he's maybe feeling a little pressure, hey, just remember what it was like at the beginning when you were just using your athletic ability and a couple of the things. We really just kind of eased him into the event, and he's really flourished as he's picked up some of the nuances. And the great thing is that he still has a lot of room to improve, and I think that if it doesn't happen this year, he could be an NCAA qualifier next year.
It'd be such an incredible story, I think, for a guy like that. On the sprinting side of things and the hurdling side of things, Rich McBride and Richard Robertson, a couple of guys that kind of highlight your sprints.
Yeah, those guys, it's been so frustrating for our sprinters this year because it seems like they just have not been able to all be healthy at the same time. And it's not even a matter of overtraining. It's just been little things here or there. Richard Robinson is actually healthy now, and I think he kind of snuck up and took second in the 60 hurdles indoors after having missed a lot of training. He's had a good couple of weeks. He's ranked fifth. I think if he runs well, he can get in that top three. Rich McBride's nursing a sore hamstring. If he's able to go, he's going to be able to potentially score in the one and the two. He's really come on well. And, of course, both of those guys, along with Michael Allen and Jonathan Bush, are part of our 4x1 that's going to be in the mix to score points as well. So,
well, you mentioned Michael Allen. everyone, I think, at EMU is familiar with his name, at least. It's been a little bit because he took last year off with his cross-cultural, but he's back this year for his senior year, after the year off. How has it been going for him, you know, readjusting to his events, especially in the long and triple jump?
You know, I think Michael's such a great leader, and just his presence on the team, especially with our young group of freshman guys in the sprints and just in general, has been tremendous. And he has such a great leadership quality. And I think for him to have a team surrounding him, you know, he's really enjoyed that as well. He hasn't had the season that maybe he wanted. You know, I mean, the year off hurt. You know, there's no way around that. But he gained a lot from his cross-cultural experience. Despite that, he still, you know, won the long jump indoors and had a top three in triple. And I think that's the goal going into outdoors as well. You know, he's going to continue to compete. He's been nursing some injuries as well, which kind of hindered his training. Specifically in the triple jump, he's only really gone twice, and that's an event you need to continually do over and over to get comfortable. Despite those setbacks, you know, he still is someone who is looking to win another championship and possibly two, and go out and end a very illustrious ODAC career. Yeah. I don't know that he's ever lost the long jump competition.
Yeah, I think he's won them all, yeah.
So he's definitely going to be trying to do that again.
Sure. Well, let's step over to the women's side now. I think any of our conversations about women's track has to start with Hannah Chapel Dick. That's kind of highlighted your year. Yeah. Just the short snippet as a highlight, she's run 800 three times this year and broken the EMU record three times this year.
Right.
Of course, it's been her own record a couple of times, but she is just rewriting the record books here at Eastern Mennonite.
Yeah, she is, and really excited. I know the next month is going to be really exciting for her. She gets through the ODACs and then continues her season, and she's currently ranked 10th nationally in the 800 meters. She ran 2:14 at George Mason. Mm-hmm. We'd like to say that was going to be good enough time to get in, but she's going to have to be in the 2:11 range to for sure get a spot at the national meet. So, she has had a great season. I mean, to be a freshman in the first year and to do the things she's done has been tremendous. And if it wasn't for a young lady by the name of Carmen Graves at Roanoke College, who runs the same two events, we would be talking about her winning multiple ODAC championships this year. But, you know, I think her goal this weekend is to be right there to make, you know, make Carmen work and earn those victories. You know, I mean, the two of them are far and above, you know, they should be one and two, and we're not going to hand out any gold medals to anybody quite yet, but I've been super pleased with her. She's had to battle some injuries as well. It seems like, with our team and other teams, it's just been one of those seasons. But we're excited. I mean, we have a month to cut off 2 seconds, and she's really just starting to pick up steam. So I think we'll have some highlights this weekend with her, but then she's going to have a great chance at being an NCAA qualifier for us.
And I think for those of you who aren't familiar with ODAC track, Carmen Graves, senior at Roanoke, an All-American.
Multiple times.
And so I think for a freshman like Hannah to be challenging her or at least be mentioned next to her is very impressive for a freshman runner. Let's talk about some of the other, it seems like I just want to say runners with your women's team, because most of the women's team feels like it's not quite as spread out as the guys' team. It's a lot of your middle distance runners.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are familiar names from the cross country season. Jolie Payden and Chafin Brumfield also doing well for you, in the track seasons. Tell me about them.
Yeah, definitely. And, I think, you know, Jolie is, really been training well. She's ready to go. She's had some medical issues that have held her back and some very frustrating things, but she's actually going to run the 10,000 meters on Friday night, and it'll be a new event for her. She volunteered, actually wanted to run it. She's also entered in the 5,000, so there are athletes who do that double because they're on two separate days. So she's going to be doing a lot of running this weekend, and she has a chance to certainly score well. I mean, we've kind of set up her training where she can handle a 10,000 at the ODAC meet. People don't usually run super fast, and those are trying to conserve, and it ends up becoming a kicker's race at the end. Yeah. So that suits her fine. And Chafin Brumfield has done well. It's cut down her times, and we've really worked on her form. And she's someone who, if things work out, she's going to be right up there in the mix in the 800 and love to see her take home a top three all ODAC finish. I would like to mention You know, we do have a smaller team on the women's side, mainly middle distance runners, but we have some very strong throwers as well. Want to mention Aaron Sloan, a senior on the men's side, who has been a four-year competitor, and he's got a chance to score points in the javelin. He's been working tremendously hard. Huge PR this year. I think like a 15-foot improvement from last year as he's worked with our staff. On the women's side, Alyssa Bain and Rebecca Borg both are potential point scorers for us. Alyssa in the discus, and she's our new school record holder in the hammer throw, has made tremendous strides in that event. And Becca is a javelin specialist, and she's currently ranked sixth, I believe, and has not had her best throw yet in competition. So if she can unload a good one, she can move up and be a point scorer for us. So they've been working hard, and throwers a lot of times they are off in the distance, you know, random fields and areas doing their things. So we like to promote them any chance we get, because they've been doing a great job for us.
Well, Jason, this is your second year here, and I mean, from my standpoint as a sports information director, and I'm sure from lots of other people's standpoints, they look at the track program, and just to think about how many people you're talking about have a chance to point this weekend, that alone is just exciting. You know, a few years ago, you could count the total numbers of track athletes on your hands, maybe adding your toes, maybe, but you know, not big teams, and you've continued to make them bigger and give more kids more chances at pointing at the ODAC championships. In your mind, when you walked into what was pretty obviously a rebuilding situation here, you know, closing in at the end of your second year, is this where you thought you would be? Are we not where you thought you would be? Have you blown past those expectations?
Right.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think, I mean, I came in with high expectations, and I'm definitely pleased with where we are. I mean, you want to see progress. And when I came here, I knew where the program had been, but I wanted to focus on where we were going to go. And more than anything, you know, just wanted to set the foundation, just an attitude of excellence, and then just a foundation of, you know, honoring Christ with our team. And I wanted that, before we were winning or focusing on that, wanted that those to be the fundamental aspects of our program. And so that's attracted, you know, athletes to our program, and we've had some good athletes come in. Our first recruiting class, we're really blessed with some talented first years, and it's starting to build on itself. I mean, we're really excited about the incoming recruiting class that we have, especially on our men's side. We're going to continue to grow and improve by leaps and bounds next year. But I'm definitely excited. I'm hungry to improve and get better, and so I'm never really satisfied, but I do take time to kind of look back, and I think maybe especially after the season's over, we'll be able to reflect more and just see the progress. The EMU community is so great, and I can't go across campus without someone, you know, making a positive comment or saying something positive about our athletes, whether it's about our performance on the track or even in the classroom with our women's cross country team with their GPA. And so we're on our way, definitely, and it's been very encouraging, and we don't want to rest on our laurels, so we want to continue to improve and, you know, hang some banners.
Yeah. Well, Jason, thanks for joining us, and best wishes this weekend at the ODAC Championships. And we'll definitely keep an eye on you. And folks, a reminder that even when this weekend or next weekend ends and the ODAC Championships for all our sports are done, keep an eye on the website, because we'll still have some track athletes running at, you know, twilight or last chance meets trying to get qualified for the national championships. So keep an eye on those. And Jason, hopefully we can get some players heading up to the national track meet.
That sounds like a plan. Let's do it.
All right, fans, thanks for joining us today. And, boy, we got another week taken care of. We'll be back next week with Dave King back in the saddle, I believe, at least. And until then, I invite you all to make it a great week.